My father used to take me every Sunday morning to the art gallery in Berlin, and we only always looked at two or three paintings, all from when I was about five or so I started. Every Sunday morning we went, and when I came back to Berlin a few years ago, I tried to find the same paintings again. Now, before the wall came down, all those paintings on the museum aisle in Berlin were all in another part of Berlin, because it was the Russian part and the other part. When I went back to Berlin, I tried to find the Rembrandt, the men with the gold helmet and all those things. And eventually I found them in another part of Berlin. So when I came back again a few years ago, then everything was back in its place again. So anyway, look, we better stop this because they want to shut up the place.
How does, just quickly while we're talking, how does it compare to the surrealist art movement in Sydney at that time?
First to Sydney, I went to the art gallery, mm-hmm. and I saw Rembrandt, Titian, this and this, all outside. Oh gosh, I've got to go inside. They were all copies, you know, and they didn't have any real art when I came to Sydney in the museum. Now they got quite a bit. It's quite worthwhile going. But when I came here, I didn't know where all those paintings are. They got all the names there. So it's changed a lot in the... how many years? Since 39.
Was surrealism more underground at that point? Was surrealism more underground in...
No, there was... I don't think there was... There was Impressionism and there were... you know, all this, and Dobell was, of mm-hmm. course, all the others. But now the whole art scene has changed, and I haven't been to. I can't get myself down to the museum anymore.
Do you think any of the paintings you saw in Berlin influenced any of your?
No, because we saw the traditional paintings, as I said, the old masters.
I was just wondering if there's a crossover.
The Tintoretto, you know, the Italians mm-hmm. and the Dutch and the Belgium and all this, and this only came to me. I don't know, I just started this abstract, well, I call myself abstract, but they called me surrealist. So I said, I don't care what they do as long as you don't call me late for dinner.